By shortwave and satellite, this is the Dutch International Service.
Well, for some years there have been some funny operations in the 40-metre amateur band by various groups shouting across the Strait of Florida at Cuba from the US mainland. All of them take a stand opposing the present Castro government. In 1968, one group by the name of Abdullah was formed by college students of Cuban origin, the name being taken from a figure in a poem by Cuban liberator José Martí. 10 years ago, they were one of the first groups to operate clandestine transmitters with programs aimed at the Cuban people from Florida, and Radio Abdullah, as it was called, has reappeared sporadically since then. In 1981, a series of lightning raids by the US government authorities put many of the clandestine transmitters off the air. But Abdullah is planning a comeback. A team is ready to go with a 3-kilowatt transmitter, so they say. So Media Network reporter Robert Horowitz asked Manuel Santana, international secretary of the Abdullah anti-Castro group, what was holding them up.
The problems we're facing are obviously there are two. One is the site location, make it insecure because of a previous experience that we had with a transmitter that was burned. It's seen by a pro-Castro organization that somehow found the location of the station. And two is the interference by the U.S. authorities, picking up of the transmitter and finding of the people at the transmitter site.
What type of programs will you be broadcasting?
There are two types. One leans toward the cultural with sporadic news reporting involved, and the other one will be straight editorial. We call it type A and type B programs. One will be longer, toward like the 30-minute duration, and the other ones, type Bs, will be like 10 minutes.
Is this the same type of broadcasting you've been doing up until now?
Yes, our people who will be operating the station will be the same people that have had the previous experience.
Did you get much response to these earlier broadcasts?
We were getting letters from especially the western part of the island.
What actually do you hope to accomplish through these broadcasts to Cuba?
Very simply, to inform the Cuban people what's going on inside the island. Last year, a solidarity type of union was being formed in Cuba, and they arrested 200 people in the capital. What about Oriente? They didn't hear about this. If they had heard about this and maybe found out what they did wrong, maybe they could have done better.
Well, how would you actually find out news like that?
Oh, we get various sources. One, people that go to the island and visiting their relatives that come out and tell us things. Two, our clandestine cells in Cuba, some who were made from listening to the previous radio stations. Three, the news media, the world news media.
Well, are you involved with other groups engaged in clandestine broadcasting?
Oh, yes. We're willing to share our experiences with other groups that are fighting totalitarian regimes. For example, the Nicaraguan rebels, the freedom fighters, we helped them. Our Brooklyn Rivera's group asked for some help. We've given it to them.
Well, outside of Central America, have you been involved in clandestine broadcasting in other parts of the world?
We were transmitting to the Cuban troops in Angola. We prepared the programs here through these radio teams that I mentioned, A and B, and they were able, we delivered them to a foreign government, and the foreign government transmitted it in Africa that I arranged through one of my travels, and we were transmitting to the African troops.
So a claim there that the strange programs monitored in southern Africa are at least partly prepared by anti-Castro groups in the United States. These Cuban programs sound like this.
Buenas noches, amigos cubanos. Bienvenidos a su programa. Recuerden vuestra cita diaria con nosotros, a la misma hora, en el mismo lugar del dial.
So, who beams these programs to Angola on shortwave?
It's an undisclosed African country, but I did not go to South Africa.
Well, if you're about to step up your broadcasting, this suggests that you're not really satisfied with the Reagan administration's plans for Radio Martí.
That's correct. We are in favor of the idea that there should be a radio station called Martí, and we will not oppose it. But our problem with that is, will it become a VOA, a Radio Liberty? what will that do to a people who is oppressed? Will that give them the ability to take away this government? I mean, will that give them hope for the future? I mean, fine. I've been overseas and I've heard VOA, and the history of jazz, for me, was an interesting education. But what can that do to give them help?
So you're afraid, actually, that Radio Marti will be too soft?
Well, yes. I know Cubans love baseball, and it'll be great for the Cubans in Havana to find out the scores between the Yankees and the Dodgers. We don't mind the Radio Marti message, which will be the Washington message, but that there are different ideological points of view of the same situation.
But don't you think that with the start of Radio Marti that the Federal Communications Commission would make more of an effort to keep stations like yours off the air?
Yeah, that's one of the things that worries us.
Well, why don't you go through the legal process of obtaining a license then?
We have investigated the possibility. But one of the problems of getting a legal license is, one, the duration, the time factor. And then second, the types of programs that are allowed over the air are then censored.
How are they censored?
We couldn't talk about how revolutionary struggles occur. In other words, we couldn't, they would say, incite the people to riot.
Which is something you're interested in doing.
We hope to incite the revolutionary ardor of the population.
And what's your schedule?
Right now we are transmitting, but we're using other stations in the Florida area. Normally it's Tuesdays and Thursday nights, around 7:30.
7:30 East Coast U.S. time.
East Coast time.
Well, do you have any idea when you're going to be going on the air with this new transmitter?
June, July. Probably July.
The views of the anti-Castro Abdullah group in the USA, and we leave you to decide if they're right or wrong. That's not our department.